20 kilometers from Kenya's capital, Nairobi, sits Ngong, where today a select group of athletes is training for a chance to run in the Olympic Games in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, this August. The athletes, who number around 30, are all refugees from various war-torn countries in Africa. They're training at the Tegla Lorupe Training Center for Refugee Athletes. 20-year-old Rose Nabike from South Sudan is one such athlete. She runs the 800 and 1,500 meters. For the last 16 years, Nabike has been living at the Kakuma refugee camp in northwestern Kenya, along with her siblings. The huge camp hosts about 200,000 refugees from Eritrea, Congo, South Sudan, Somalia, Ethiopia, Uganda, and Rwanda. Nafika says life in the camp is hard.
Before we came here, we had been facing a lot of challenges due to the hot weather in Kakuma, and the place is too dry that we cannot able to stay, but we adapt the situation where you are.
Now she and the other athletes in Ngong train twice a day, beginning each session with 45 minutes of warm-up exercises before starting their workouts. Dawood Abubakar fled Somalia in 1998. He's been training at the camp for the last 5 months and hopes to run in the Olympics 5,000 and 10,000 meter races. He says the chance to compete under the Olympic flag and the training camp itself have improved his prospects.
Now, when you are in the camps, you don't get time. But now most of us, we are improving time. We have got good time. You have got good coach. You know, the way that you train, when you are in the camps, you can't train the way that you want. You are alone, just you go and you come back. But here we get coaches.
With the help of national Olympic committees, the International Olympic Committee is identifying a select few refugee athletes for the Games. Kipchoge Keino, a two-time Olympic gold medalist himself, chairs the Kenyan Olympic Committee. He told VOA there will be high standards for qualification.
The training is going to be very hard. You might find some training with our athletes in some of our training camps. And this is the most important. We want to encourage them, those talented, to be able to perform well.
In a few months, some of these athletes may make history by running in Rio under the flag of the IOC.